Now, we don't want to laugh at... well, actually, yes, we do.
I was going to say, you're already laughing.
No, I do. Well, let's... You know, the breakfast shows, no different to radio, like television, very competitive market. Yep. And Channel 10's been tried it, gone again, tried it, gone off it, and never really stuck with it, you know, trying to compete against 7 and 9. Mm-hmm. And they tried a new breakfast show last week. Hello. And on the Tuesday...
There you go.
Day two... When you've got 275,000 people, 275,000 in Sydney, a total of 44 people.
Oh, no.
What was the Channel 10 breakfast show?
What was the name of it?
I have no idea.
The project is called, and it's the news, but not as you like it.
Yeah. But you're sitting there and you go, okay, a lot of people didn't like Carl. People argue about Koshy and all this. But for 44 people, when they're putting millions and millions of dollars into a new breakfast show, so that means Studio 10 can start half an hour later, they get to 44 numbers.
Give them a chance.
No, there's a lot of shows out there that were never given a chance. Like, you think of...
Before you jump to the other shows, 44 viewers, that's not even everybody's family who worked on the show.
Exactly right. At least send out a text message like, please just turn on the telly and go to work. It doesn't matter.
Leave it on.
Please allow the dog and the cat to watch us, whatever it is. But not the worst show. Remember Being Lara Bingle?
Oh, yes.
Just.
What about that? And Celebrity Splash in 2013. Remember Celebrity Splash?
They had a whole heap of celebrities.
And they had to dive and make a dive. And it's like, this is the worst show in the world.
It could have been great if they'd given all of the audience paintball guns.
What's one of your shows?
You know the one that always comes to mind, and probably because our boss was on it, Paradise Beach.
Oh, this one.
Is that on your dog, Pat? I love that you've got that at the ready.
Always ready to go, because I love the theme song.
I know, and it's just, you can tell by the theme song.
The theme song was going to be. You're dead right.
Remember, dodgy.
Remember even Warnie.
Warnie. I think they only commissioned five shows because they were worried.
And they didn't get through the five.
We can top Warnie because Doug Mulray had a thing called the Australia's Naughtiest Home Videos. And it didn't make the end of episode one. Kerry Packer rang up and went, get this off the television.
That's right.
He rang literally the station and said, this is KP, off.
Yeah, he was too filthy, wasn't he?
Gone. He was. Yeah, Gonski. Outski, Gonski.
Oh, well, there you go. Channel 10, you got something to hang your hat on.